Right now, though, it's time to talk to Shauna Sahni from the Heart and Stroke Foundation and talk to her today about food, mood, and heart health. Shauna Sahni, good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you for having the Heart and Stroke Foundation in South Africa. How are you?
No, very well, thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to have you, and let's get straight into it. The topic today, food, mood, and heart health. And the getting into it, gut-brain connection. Can you explain how our food choices impact our mood?
Yes. Today we're speaking about the food, mood, and heart health because I'm sure probably a lot of listeners, how does food impact our heart as well as our mood? But researchers found that there is a connection between the gut and the brain. They are connected through a special pathway called the gut-brain axis. So what happens is that what we eat, it affects the tiny microorganisms that live in our microbiome. So the gut microbiome, it produces chemicals that influence our hormones and neurotransmitters, and therefore our mood. So consuming high amount of consuming food that are high in refined carbohydrates, for example, this food usually they are high with glycemic index, and may not only increase the risk of obesity and diabetes, but they can also negatively impact our mood and mental health. So eating a balanced diet with plenty of whole food, including fruits and vegetables and whole grains, it can keep our microbiome healthy, which can then boost our food and as well as of overall well-being. Also, eating food that are high in ultra-processed food, they also contain additives which can cause chronic inflammation, which will also influence our overall mood as well as our mental health.
Okay, so basically, if you want to be happy, eat the right foods. Now, you mentioned whole foods keep your gut healthy, and what are some other aspects of foods that can boost your mood and your heart health?
There are other foods like fatty fish, like sardines, pilchards, and salmon. These foods are packed with omega-3 fatty acid, which support heart health and can also even boost your mood. You can also find omega-3 fatty acid in foods such as nuts and seeds, like flax seeds and walnuts. The reason for this is because, as I mentioned earlier on, chronic inflammation, it can also decrease your mood as well as mental health. Mm-hmm. Because this food has omega-3, they have been shown to reduce inflammation as well as improve heart health and also improve the overall mood as well as mental health. So also complex carbohydrates like whole grains, which are high in fiber, fruits and vegetables, they can also help to regulate blood sugar as well as insulin levels, therefore overall supporting both your mood as well as your heart health. So leaf greens like spinach and kale that are also rich in folate, which is also great for your overall health as well as your mood. So incorporating all this wholesome food, it can help us to improve our mood as well as mental health and our heart health.
And how do sugar and processed foods impact mood and heart health?
As I mentioned before, consuming high amount of sugar as well as processed food, it can lead to inflammation, which can negatively impact both the mood and the heart health. So this food usually they cause a spike in blood sugars followed by a crash, which will lead to energy crashes and mood swings. Research also suggests that a link between high glycemic diet and the depressive symptoms, potentially due to repeat fluctuation in blood glucose level, which can then trigger the release of stress hormone like cortisol and adrenaline. So these hormonal changes that happens, they can trigger the release of stress hormone. They can lead to increased anxiety, irritability, as well as a mood disturbance, ultimately affecting the overall well-being. So a diet that is high in refined carbohydrates, it also may also have far-reaching consequences influencing both physical health as well as emotional state. The reason for this is because when you eat food that are high in sugar, you tend to be overactive, and within a short period of time, that energy, because it's a rush or a spiking energy, you end up after like a short period of time, you then start feeling tired again, irritated, then you end up not having not the ability to be able to work or to do anything because you're now starting feeling tired, as well as your mental or mood has also been affected. So so the food that the diet that is high in processed food, it can also increase the risk of hypertension, heart disease, as well as strokes, because these foods are high in fat.
And what practical tips can our listeners apply to their daily lives to support both mood and heart health through their diets?
There is different tips that I can give. They need to focus on whole foods, as I've mentioned, incorporating more whole and processed food into the diet, such as fruits, vegetables, whole grains like brown rice, brown bread, brown pap, lean proteins, as well as healthy fat. These foods, they provide you with essential nutrients, fiber, and antioxidants that support overall health and well-being. We also need to start eating a rainbow. So when I mean rainbow, it means that you need to aim for varied colors on your plate to ensure that you are getting range of nutrients, because each color is provided with different vitamins and minerals that you will need to be able to boost your immune system. Try and also limit processed food. You can do this by avoiding a restaurant as well as eating food that are quickly in the takeaways, because these food are very high with added sugar, saturated fat. So for this one, rather opt for whole food. We need to also watch our sugar intake by being mindful of foods that are high in added sugar, which can negatively impact. So choose natural sources of sugar like fruits and vegetables. Added sugar in cold drinks, in juices, as well as in syrups and other food. We also need to ensure that we stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water throughout the day, because hydration, it also helps support overall health, and we need to aim for 8 glasses of water, plain one a day. So we also have the other thing that can help us to ensure that we are eating food that will improve our mood, is that we need to be able to track our progress, because keeping a diary of how different food affect our mood and energy, it can help us identify patterns, as well as make informed decisions about which food will influence us to have a bad mood, which one will influence us to have a good mood, so that we can be able to make thorough changes.
Right. And Shauna Sani, what's the takeaway message for our listeners?
The takeaway message is that it's that food is a powerful tool for supporting both mood and heart health. So by making informed choices and incorporating whole nutrient-dense food into our diet, we can have a proactive approach to our overall well-being. And also, it's up to us if we want to have a good mood, improve our heart health, or if we want it to be affected by the food that we eat. So it's very important that we do things, be conscious about the food that we eat.
Right, that makes sense, and especially if it's food that uplifts you. And Shauna Sani, where can listeners get more information? I know the Heart and Stroke Foundation has resources available.
The listeners can get more information on www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can call 010-589-2046 to speak to one of our dietitians. And as well, if they need to get more hold of us, we are also on social media, on Facebook, X, as well as Instagram. We do post different materials there so that people can use for making better decisions for their health.
Great. Shauna Sani, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and looking forward to chatting again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you so much, listeners. Have a blessed week ahead.
Thank you very much. That's Shauna Sani Nepalama, Nutrition Team Leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation.